This is part two of this podcast. What's happening, people? Thank you for listening to the Three Shots Tequila podcast. We hope you enjoy the episode. If you are on Spotify, leave comments, partake in our polls, and tell a friend to tell a friend. If you're also listening on Apple Podcasts or Amazon Music, we appreciate you also. Keep streaming. Just so everyone knows, this podcast drops every Friday. The YouTube drops every Tuesday. With that being said, follow us on the socials and enjoy the episode. Is it recording?
Yeah.
No, I'm blessed.
Oh, yeah, we'll just cut it out.
Because this will get out something.
You know what it looks You know, you're like, woo, jokes, in it? Just fucking with you. Oh, listen, we got bear jokes, in it? I know you're listening, babes. I love you. I love you.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser fucking Black.
You know what's mad? You remember?
He's a rascal.
Because I listen to a lot of music here, and it's when I don't realise you're doing it until after, which is sick. Do you remember Bashy? And he done a song. Bashy's a big one. You remember when he done a song here?
Shout out Bashy. That's
and he bad. Named the train stations. Do you not remember
that?
Do you know until he said like the last line with my girls on an elephant and a castle, I was like, oh bro, this brother just named Bear Train Stations. I didn't realise it at first.
It's like Dizzy Rascal back in the day, bro, pitting with a PP 5 plus 2.
Ooh.
Mac 5 plus 3 plus 2. You didn't even know he's doing Mac 10,
brother,
PP 7. He's naming bear different guns.
This day old.
Glock 10 plus 8 plus 2.
I'm biased against Graham though.
What?
For one reason. Because I think it's a bit
a lot of South.
You're from South.
A lot of South man didn't rate Graham.
A lot of South man didn't like Graham.
No, but you had Roadside G's.
Yeah, but what was it
that's
Graham
what,
though?
Graham,
that wasn't Graham. Like, I think they were rapping on Graham beats.
That's killer music.
But it weren't. Yeah,
why
it
are
weren't.
You separating us?
And the
because you all weren't rapping the same.
And the crud over there was. It was
the crowd
different.
The crowd was really happening.
The crowd was real crud.
It was authentic.
Not like it wasn't happening everywhere else.
No, but in Graham, not every man was actually doing crud. Certain man were just talking. Certain man in Graham, you knew, yeah, your problem. But certain man were just, it was just lyrics. Whereas Roadside G's. I remember thinking, okay.
Because it's a spin-off of Garage, you know?
Actually, fucked with.
Yeah, but everything's a spin-off of something.
So what makes you get to champion this and say you lot own this as yours when it's a spin-off of something else?
Because you created it.
Yeah, but what if the tempos are the same? It's just a few sounds that are different.
Yeah, but that's life in general. Example, that's like someone saying, in terms of this form of content, Three Shots didn't like spearhead. That's like someone saying, yeah, but there were BBC had news podcasts years ago.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? That it's something's changed and altered and it's created. Do you know what I'm saying?
Because I used to buy records. I used to have turntables and stuff like that. And I remember when Wiley said that I do Esky.
Yeah, Esky.
Like, Esky is his genre and all of that. And then that failed. It's like, oh, no, I'm the godfather of Grime now.
So, but I do think Wiley is a special character.
100%.
So some of the things that he said back in the day, because he was one of the founding fathers, I think people he just got away with saying it. It's like if I start saying mad stuff and people just listen to me because started podcasting.
No, but Wiley's like Kanye.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. He's someone that's special too.
No, but a lot of the things that Kanye says
resonate now.
It makes sense, but his delivery is poor. Or he will say three good things and then one mad thing at the end that just invalidates everything for most people, but if you can read through it, you're like, Kanye, why did you say the last bit, man? Because ABC made sense. His D just fucked up everything.
Fire. But I see what you're saying. Because,
wow.
And I think that's when
I dropped the fire enough casually.
I think when it's that's what I'm scared of, yeah. Because as much as like the positive reinforcement like boosts man up, you know when like some like that, so Kanye's actually been like that forever.
Yeah,
so
it's
different. But some people, you can see that the fame's kind of getting to their head. And it's like, right, you don't give a fuck about nothing now. Like you're saying some stuff you shouldn't be saying.
And you're the madman for distancing yourself.
What do you mean?
Like if someone starts going down that route and you distance yourself from that person.
Yeah.
Like for me, the example I took from that is like streamers. I didn't know how often they stream.
It's hard work.
It's 24/7.
It's hard work, bro.
So the camera's on now. If I want to say something mad, I'm streaming to thousands of people.
Yep.
But I think that's the appeal.
No, I know, but then they just go through it.
And then
what I'm saying.
And then if you say something mad, just apologize. And then because remember,
it's based on the but again, it's triggered by the response. So yeah.
I don't actually feel it's incorrect.
Yeah, because if I do something mad,
yeah,
and I consciously knew I was going to do something mad,
yeah,
then why did I do something mad?
No, I hear what you're saying, Tate. You're forgetting, and depending on what realm you're in, like certain people, the realm they're in, if they say something mad, all the opportunities will get taken from them and their career's done. Some of the streamers, the fans that they have, don't give a shit about what they've said. Sometimes the more mad they've said, they love it. Because a lot of the time it's young kids.
Mm.
They don't get they're not affected by any political jargon, no pronoun. They don't give a shit about nothing, bro. So you can say whatever you want. That's the difference with a lot of streamers. That you can't take away their power. And also Twitch and them places and them people there. If they take, for example, Kai's thingy or someone else's, you're losing a lot of money anyway.
You would just go somewhere else.
And you're losing money from the revenue.
The whole point of these streaming platforms, a lot of them is to promote free speech anyway. So that's why they're on there.
That's why they get to a certain level.
Yeah, speech really free though.
Of course it's not.
That's what I'm saying. So it's a lie.
It's just what you're talking about.
That's what I'm saying. So speech is not free.
Because
it's just a general term though. No, it's not a general term because freedom of speech means I can say whatever I want, whatever. But the problem is you can't. You can't say whatever you want.
No, but you can't. Some people can. Some people are, and they're still doing their things. I don't follow certain people. There's certain accounts.
You saying whatever you want from a grey account is not the same thing as you saying
but there's
it
also
with people
that,
knowing as you.
Yeah, but there's also people that are saying what they want and whatever's happening to them is happening to them. I'm not in those spaces. But it's definitely...
But I'm saying like who, for example? I'm not trying to catch up. I'm saying like who?
Well, like a Martin Luther King kind of style from back then. Like them kind of people.
And look what happened to him.
Exactly. That's what I was about to say.
No, but there was never going to be a case where you say what you have to say, you piss off a group of people and... It's okay.
That's my point.
You want it to be okay?
No, for example...
But who's saying what they want to say? Because
freedom of speech should be a case of me saying whatever I want to say and...
No consequences.
No consequences, but you saying, that's your opinion, you're free to say what you want. But it's not that.
Yeah, but that's because of the society that we live in.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You say what you want. You can say what you want, but not about that person.
Yeah.
You can say what you want, not about these people. You can say what you want, but
you can't say what you want.
You can't say what
no,
you
no,
want.
No, no, no. Wait,
that's
hold
my
hold
point.
Hold
and if you do say what you want, then there's consequences that you got to deal with.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you, but I'm saying there's still some people who the consequences are still going to differ. Consequences ain't the same for everyone.
Mm.
So there's still a term.
So the freedom of speech still applies. Is what I'm saying.
It doesn't apply, bro.
How can it not apply?
It's got a point because it kind of does because you can.
Not
still
everyone's
going to
get penalized the same.
As
yeah,
long as you're willing to deal with the consequences. Yeah. And then it's.
But that's my point. That's not freedom of speech because there's the consequences that come with it.
So what is it then?
The same thing that gives you freedom of speech is the same things that gives them the right to react to how they want to react to it. Do you know what
I mean? That's why it's a vicious cycle.
So you them policing your freedom of speech, in turn, you're policing how they receive your speech.
No. I'm saying like this. For example, that's like saying you're free to walk wherever you want in terms of like outside. Example,
but you're really not.
But you're not really not because that's like if I
walk into someone's property,
walk past Brent's house, man could shoot me and say, boy, consequence, you stepped over the line. It's like, but I thought I could walk anywhere freely. Like, it doesn't, for example, like Buckingham Palace, the gates there, you know, you're not allowed to walk in here. So it's not a freedom to go anywhere. I can see clearly, I'm not allowed in Buckingham Palace. I should be walking on the motorway, M25, I'll get knocked over by a car. We can see what we can't, do you know what I'm saying? Whereas that's like you walking on a normal road and then out of the blue, something happening to you and someone saying, yeah, boy, you shouldn't have walked there.
Yeah, I agree with
that. Do you know what I'm saying?
It's not going to work. You can't just walk in a man's yard.
Yeah, but it's not.
No, I'm not talking about a yard. I'm talking about on the road. I'm not talking about a yard. That's different. That's in someone's house. That's different.
Do you generally believe you can say what you want?
No, I'm not saying I can. I just said that. I can't.
But your consequences will be higher than mine.
Yes, I know that. And also because of the colour of my skin as well, there's certain things I can't do. I know that. I'm aware of that.
That's what I'm saying. There's no freedom of speech then.
Because I think black people have the most freedom to say things. Because like, say for example, there's a song called, what's it, Brown Skin Girl.
Mm.
If there was a song called White Skin Girl, I think there'd be uproar.
Written by who?
A white person.
By who?
Black people.
That's not the world. That's what I'm saying. The white person is singing to the white people and we have a problem with it. He's not talking to us.
No, you're not getting what he's saying. I get what you're saying. He's saying, for example, that black people actually get away with a lot. Like even if you've got a comedian, for example, Dave Chappelle, Kevin Hart could be like, I was walking now and then this fucking white bitch come up to me. He can say that on the mic, everyone will laugh. If a white comedian said, I'm walking, this fucking black bitch come up to me.
Bro.
It's done. His career's done.
Yeah, but that's because of the relationship between black and white, though.
No, but what I'm just saying is, but the term, but we have you're freedom, saying, then.
We don't have freedom because...
In terms of speech, though.
No, because what you're saying, you think it's offending white people. Do you know what I have an issue with, yeah? When people take, like, someone else's anger. You see, like, that video that Keith always brings up in regards to... an interviewer went around in America and asked people who were dressed up as Mexicans on their holiday. Was it Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah, it was me.
And they were wearing... Oh, sorry, you. And they were wearing... what was the outfit that they were wearing?
They were like a poncho and like the native...
Sombrero.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they asked Mexicans in Mexico, they asked Americans in America.
And they were like, it's cultural appropriation.
And they're like,
it's terrible. Like, I don't think it's...
They asked Mexicans, they're like, no, I like the fact that they're celebrating our culture.
Yeah, they loved other
parts of the world.
But this is the thing now, when you have a stance on something, you have to keep the same energy, otherwise it looks biased towards your own plight. Do you know what I mean?
But my thing is, because the world is such a big place, you have... Like, there's a video that went viral the other day where the... you know, the man that just go in shopping centres and just ask you a question.
Yeah.
So this dude is in Toronto, some next city in Canada, and he's interviewing these Bregans. But they speak like... People think they speak like how we speak here, like Wagwan family. You know how Drake speaks. But do you not understand? I mean, and a lot of people on the timeline will tell you, oh, they're copying us. Bro, the vibe's from Jamaicans, bro.
Exactly.
Like, they speak the way they speak and we speak the way we speak because of Jamaicans.
1,000%.
So why are you now getting onto people in Canada and saying you're copying London? I don't understand that.
No, I get it because it's because they sound like us. That's why. It's not
why
like
do we sound like how we sound?
Because remember...
No one ain't going. They're not digging that deep.
No, but then don't speak.
Yeah. No, you're clearly not qualified on this.
No, 100%. But the difference is, for example, like, over here, a lot more people... It's hard to explain, but... Remember, because of the British accent, that's why the patois and that sounds like that.
But it's the same for them.
It is, but when you speak to a Canadian normally, they don't sound like that.
You speak to an English person normally,
I'm talking about the culture I'm talking about.
And then it's from them within the culture.
I don't know, man.
You went to Brum. The brother's not from the culture that listens to your pod. Did he sound like you?
No,
at all. The guy from Brum, though.
Because majority of people that migrate from Yard, if they don't come here, they want to go America. But if they can't get into America, they go Canada. So there's a big, like a large population of Caribbean people.
No,
it's affected how they...
No, 100%. But that's like, for example, when you hear like Yardie people or Jamaican people in like Queens or whatever, they don't sound like that. So I think it's a case of...
Sound like what? They're from Queens though.
Their accent's different.
Yeah, that's my point. As in like, it's kind of like whenever there's Jamaicans, Nigerians, whatever, in different parts of the world, there'll be a twang to the accent, but we don't sound the same.
Yeah.
Canadians is the closest sounding to us.
Cool, that's what I'm saying, but I think that's what is...
Which is back to Jamaica.
That's why it blows people's minds, because like, we sound so similar. So if it's something you're not privy to, you're like, what the hell? They sound like us, but they're American. They're Canadian. So I think that's the issue. Whereas if you speak to a Nigerian in, I don't know, DC, and you speak to a Nigerian here, even if we're using like pidgin, we don't sound the same. There'll be like a twang. There's a difference in our tone because I'm British, you're American. So I'm thinking because we're British and we've got this patois twang or influence, and you're thinking they're Canadian. When they've got the same twang, you're like, this sounds mad, because when you hear them talk, bro, it's weird. It sounds like they're copying us, but they're not doing it right.
You saying, fam? They've got a twang to it.
It sounds mad,
but they're doing their own thing.
But they're doing their own thing.
That's what I'm saying. Because you can't do that, though, man. You can't. How are you going to take possession over something that which isn't even originally yours?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to make.
You can do it, but it's not right.
It's not with everything.
That's everything.
Nah, because I'm not saying, like, obviously we've been exposed to it because of social media, but then there's a certain way you can approach it. Man approaching it and getting onto Canadian saying you're copying us.
No, because I think it's
crazy. Like man's on YouTube just typing UK rappers and just trying to sound like them.
So you think a little bit better if they would have just said, you're a copycat or something.
No, it's interesting that you don't sound like us as opposed to you're copying. What are we copying?
Because
when Bobby Shmurda came out of Joe and he started doing the patois thing, no one got onto him about it.
No, but American people know.
So now it's about who you like who does it. It's not about what it is.
No. Americans are garbage at patois. We just let them off. We're just like...
Who are we to police them? Is the point I'm trying to make.
No, but
we let them off.
See, the reason why I'm going to
wear that durag, that's Americans.
But the reason
we let them off.
The reason why I'm going to trump what you're saying is this: year, Americans, for example, like you have West Indian. I mean, Yardies in America, yes, but generally speaking, most African Americans, not in a rude way, they're African American. There's no, my dad's Jamaican, my mum's this. Over here, we have that. Kid can say his mum is Jamaican. Chins can say your mum is... They can't say that.
Canadians so, can, though.
All right, cool. But I'm just saying in terms of Americans. So, generally speaking...
In terms of us blying them.
Yeah, so in terms of you speaking, like, you've heard a yard man properly. Your uncle's Mepoli one, for example. Like, you've heard man say, yo, kid, what I got? Like, you've heard it in
so,
your house.
So, is Bobby Shmurda copying?
No, so I want to say to you, for example, if someone from the UK can look at someone and says, that doesn't even sound authentic, it's because my uncle, I hear it. Bobby Smurder, you don't speak like that normally, and now you've just come out of jail and you're doing it.
Do we know, man? You don't speak like that.
Heard in bare times, bro.
In that worst, though,
I've never heard man do that before. Ever.
Okay, but if you go to if you come,
Nicki Minaj, for example,
if you come
she does
my,
the whole.
If you come to my house and I'm speaking with my mom and my aunties and that, there might be a little twang to my dialect.
Yeah,
you've never heard me speak like that.
But you're Nigerian, though.
No, I'm saying, not you, because you're Nigerian. You might hear my name, like, why does it sound like that?
No, but then once he knows you're Nigerian, he's like, cool, calm.
Well, so Bobby Shmurda's not Jamaican?
You're not getting... Most probably not. He's an African-American.
Ain't that worse, what? Though, then?
Are we doing it? So
do you know what African-American means? It's like, they've got like 8 generations, for example, in America. They don't know where they're from.
They sound a certain way in their yard.
But how can you sound a certain way in your yard when your mum's not Jamaican? No one in your family is Jamaican. Nobody.
So ain't that worse though, Marv? Because at least the Canadians actually have some ties to Jamaica.
I'm not talking about Jamaica. I'm just using America, for example. I'm not saying Canadian doesn't run, because I don't know the history in terms of Jamaica. But in terms of African Americans, I know the history of, for example, slavery. And because even when I go to America sometimes, people say to me, oh, where are you from? I'll be like, I'm born in the UK, but my mom and dad are Nigerian. And better than I say to like the girls, oh, where are you from?
They don't have an idea.
And it's like, but I don't mean to be rude.
Mm.
I'm just saying, I care about your culture.
Yeah, and then they're like, I'm American.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and it's like, after a while, I had to remember that, like, I started teaching myself that when someone asks me these questions, I'll just say to them, what part of America are you from?
Mm.
Or is all of your family from America? Because it sounds a bit more, because many times girls will be like, oh, I'm...
Like they're subject.
Not like that. There's come times they'll be saying to you, oh, like, it's so good that you've got, like, interesting that you can, like, get back and trace your culture, like... I can't really trace it. Like, obviously, I'm American and obviously we've got our own culture, but I don't know. Because you know this whole big thing about going back to Africa in the year.
Do you care about that, though?
No, but remember, you're forgetting. For me, it's nothing because I go to Nigeria all the time. Whereas for someone who's not within the culture or that can't... Remember, it must be mad to say to yourself, where am I from? Like, when you really break it down, like, yeah, I'm American, but when you're in America, they don't want you to be there. You can tell by the way they treat you in America, like, you're not, like, you've built a country. Literally, you've helped build it.
I don't know if I would care, you know? As in not knowing where I'm from, bro. Because I'm here now, innit?
No, but you know what? It's different. If, for example, imagine we're from the UK. We live in the UK, but we're treated equally. You wouldn't care where you're from because you're like, I'm here. Like, they treat me equally. I've got equal footing. It's calm. Whereas if they're letting you know you're not equal, but you're from here, you're vexed. You're thinking, brother, I'm from here. I've got 8 generations in this country. We helped build this shit. And now I'm not from here. I even saw some mad stat where it was like the average wealth of an African-American home is 17,100. The average wealth of a white home in America is 171,000. Right? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you got to get shit into gear for yourself. Do you know what I mean?
100%. But then when you read up on the history and you see a lot of the things that have happened in regards to, like, banks not allowing black people to take out loans, or if you do, your interest rate is way higher than...
Don't go to a bank.
No, but where else are you going to get money from to get a property?
Wherever people get... Someone's done it before. Do you know what I mean?
No, but
yeah, but
I don't think it's that easy.
Yeah, but they're getting it.
It's more difficult, but it can be done.
That obstacle is the difficult part. Yeah. Like I watched I think I've mentioned this on a previous episode where, because the only reason I remembered it is because something so small that they found important enough to remove. That's why I remember it. Yeah. Mm. So I think there was a white man that was running for what did they call it? Not the
Senate.
Yeah, Governor. one of them ones, part of a borough. Yeah. And one of the things in his
manifesto
was to reduce the height of a particular barrier. And that, in turn, would stop the bus coming from the black neighborhood crossing over the city, being able to go to the park and the water. Something as small as that.
Mm.
But what that meant was, if the bus can't do that route now becomes a route that's not important. And then what happens to that neighborhood is that they just forget about it. And there was one woman that was fighting for it, saying, no, we want you to open up parks. Because when you open up parks, it brings in this and it brings in that. And before you know it, it's tourism. And that's how you build up an area. Whereas these Senates know that, hence why they're stopping it from going to a particular area. So I'm saying Dave Chappelle has a joke where he talks about San Francisco and he's like, I've always heard good things about it. But then he ended up going on one side and then he went to the Oakland. Other side. Yeah, and then he realized, oh shit, I was just on the wrong side.
Yeah.
They literally put all of the bad people on one side.
Not bad people.
Not bad people, sorry. All of the, what they, because the way I see it is sometimes some people, it's their environment. So like, you're essentially playing a game with the, and
it's like Monopoly.
A lower hand, yeah. Essentially. And then you're trying to chase. So it's like, white people can go to the bank, black people can't. So we got to go to what, a local bank. Local bank is a road you, if we miss a payment, all of a sudden man's in man's yard. Whereas white people, they'll send a letter to your house and say, oh, by the way, you're back. I mean, there's different things that affect. So it's not just easy as let me just do it myself.
It's not easy, but I think it's possible. Because I don't like that to just sitting down and complaining about stuff and not doing nothing. Like, do you know what I mean?
But you try. Like, for example, I can give you an example. I tried to open, take over a venue and it felt like it was smooth sailing because I've done bare raves. I get it. Bro, when I went behind the bar, it was a whole different ballgame.
Mm. What do you mean?
So, as a promoter, you can go into a venue, but you hold the license and all that stuff because you own the venue. You're just basically letting people know based on your cosign, Taser's called come in and do one rave. Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. Don't bother me this Saturday. You have that. When it's now me, I don't know who this Fed is. I don't know who this licensing officers. I don't know who these people are. They're looking at me like, oh, you're new. Okay. Mm. And then you build the relationship. But at the same time, I'm still running my raves.
And he's still a black person.
And I'm still black. So when issues happen, they're looking at it like, so you've got black people coming and you're black.
Mm. I hate taking that. It's not right at all. It's 100% not right. And I'm not saying it's right, but you have, like, you just have to get it done.
No, obviously. Like, we're here.
No, but Chinks, what you're saying, I get what you're saying, but my favorite saying is two things can be right at the same time. Yes, don't sit around.
Because I want us to do
and do what you're doing, but at the same time, you have to realize because even there's one, you know, the guy Black Falcon in Marvel. Yeah, he's got a film where he's like a bank manager. Have you seen that film?
Yeah, cold.
And like basically, he realizes that like black people can't get loans, innit?
Mm-hmm.
So he goes to the bank and he's like, "Yo, like, I want to get this loan." The banker like, "What are you doing here as a black man? Get the fuck out of my office." Like, we don't give loans to black people. So he goes and he comes back again. He's like, listen. Like, and he's persistent, mad persistent. Like, yo, please, let me get the loan. Like, let me allow me to do this, whatever. So eventually, I think the guy kind of is cool with him and likes him. So he's like, all right, cool. So basically, in a nutshell, like, he lets him have loans. Obviously, he starts busting bare black people. As in like, yo, we can get loans and own stuff. The powers that be are like, nah, man, what, you got black people moving into white areas. You got black people getting... shut this off. So they find some mad loophole in his business that like he's doing, but he weren't doing that wrong, shut it down.
It's called the banker.
And bare black people going through that kind of stuff in America were like, white people like, nah, you can't be in our neighborhoods, you can't be in our schools. It was mad, bro. So like, you can fight it, but not everyone's as strong as everyone. And remember, not everyone's a fighter, bro.
And this is what I think, not everyone's as not as strong as everyone because we keep finding reasons why we can't do stuff instead of getting it done. Like, do you know what I mean?
I hear you, but not everyone's a... Your mentality, you're a fighter. I can see you are. But not everyone's a fighter, bro.
So, but everybody needs to be fighters for our own betterment and our kids' betterment. Do you know what I mean?
I hear that, but if you look on the other side, white people... Like,
forget the other side. No, we can't expect our oppressors to help us.
No, 100%. But I'm saying, for example, white people, Indian people, whatever. You've got different types of people.
Stop watching other people. No, as you said with Gyal, certain people can get front a certain way. We can't all do... Do you know what I mean?
No,
we need to stop making excuses for the week because we need to mobilise.
No, I'm not making excuses.
Why can't we pool our money together? Why can't we all put £50 a month thing to the point where we've got enough money to start making moves now instead of having to go to a white bank?
100%. Like, but I get what you're saying. But
there's
saying,
ways to do it. We just want it the easy way. We go to someone and they give you the money.
No, it's not that. I'm just saying, people are different. So, for example, like even in this room, for example, we're all not the same guy. As in, like, kid might be the one who's a bit more chilled. That's like someone saying, "Ah, oh, because we've got mics, like, kid, fight, man, fight for the mic." That's not how life works. Like, not every black person is going to be on. Not everyone is going to be fighting like in the same vein. That's why, if that's the case, then you would have bare Martin Luther King. You'll have bare, Malcolm X. You'll have bare Fred Hampton.
The hand you get dealt with, you got to deal with it, basically.
100%.
But that's not really fair, though.
But we're not all the same person. Because as I said, if that's the case, and that's why you've only had one Fred Hampton. You've only had one Malcolm X. You've only had one Martin Luther King. Like, greatness and that fight. Not everyone's... But if that's the case, everyone would make it in life. Everyone would make it.
So we need to get closer to there then, though.
No, but more people... No, but in forget the colour. Most people don't make it. Not because of any fault to them, their own, but the probability
is,
of...
man. What
no,
you get out of life is down to you, I reckon. No,
but probability of life sometimes is
also,
just...
Yeah, you're also missing the fact that there's a system in play. And no, I'm not... There's rules that... Again, I don't want to look at the other side, but because he mentioned it. There's rules that they play by and there's rules that we play by. Unless if we just focus on us, even the rules we play by...
is mad.
We don't all play by the same rules.
Yeah.
Even amongst us.
Yeah.
So forget looking on... Yeah, let's not look at the other side. Even amongst us, we don't play by the same rules.
So we we need to get our stuff together.
Yeah, but
then, no?
Yeah, but to benefit who?
That's
some
impossible.
Of us. Yeah, when you say us, we're not a monolith. So some people might say your us is you and who you look after. And my, because that's the issue that's happening in certain countries right now. Everyone's very tribal. They become president and they look after their people.
The monolith was mad still.
But that's what it is.
Nah,
I hear you. You know what? Because I'm...
But that's what it is, though. You want someone who's going to fight for everyone, but everyone's not fighting the same fight.
Not for all, for everyone. Like, if we're complaining about the position we're in and how... Because it just seems like you're in a position where you have to depend on someone else for something. So, of course, you're not going to be in control of whether you receive it. But then you're going to blame them.
It's the blaming them that I don't...
I'm not.
I agree what you're saying, but it's the blaming part. I'm just like, okay, you can't keep blaming.
Yeah, because like my dad's Nation of Islam. I grew up in Nation of Islam. Like, I don't think there's no organization I've seen that is more Black Power based than that. Yeah. Like, do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. So like, because I grew up in there, we used to march. I used to go to the Saturday school and stuff like that. Yeah, that I had that mentality from a long time ago. Like, they made me watch Roots when I was in primary school and stuff like that. So they've exposed me to that. So the other day when people wanted to go for a walk for George Floyd, I was like, fuck, I'm not fucking doing that. I want to burn my passport and go to war. Like, I want to do mad stuff. Like, do you get what I mean? This whole little walk.
Bust of the march.
Yeah, like I want to see action now, because now we've all gone for the walk and then we're just back to... back to where we were before.
It's like the posting of the black squares. For some people, that was enough contribution to whatever this cause is.
For some people, yeah. If you didn't post people, black square, they're looking at you.
They're
like,
gonna have a go at me.
Do you know what I mean?
Because I didn't post a black square.
People looked at me away for not going to the march, and they do more stuff. Like, there's brands, let's say for example, that don't like black people. They say, don't come in our stores. We didn't intend for you to wear this, and they still wear that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you're getting deep now, and they don't want to hear that.
But why not, though?
I'm just saying, like, your argument is right, because, like, there's some people that are getting onto people about recent events, and then you look at them and like, but you have an iPhone.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Like, do you really...
Where are the resources from that from if you don't really agree with stuff like this? Like, do you know what I mean?
So it's just one of the things where it's like just mind my business and,
It's people have got selective morality, because when it's something that they care about, it's you got to get down and listen to it. But then it's like, when you just highlight Cobalt in the phone, or you highlight a young sweatshop with what they're wearing. Now they're quiet.
Even forget that one. Let's go back to genders. Bro, I'm not the reason why girls are getting BBLs. Stop making it seem as if, because we're on the gram tapping, double tapping big bums, but that's the reason why you're going to get a BBL. Like, can we stop doing this? Like, I need people to stop doing that. I'm in my yard minding my business. I'm on the gram and I see a picture that looks nice and I'm tapping.
No, but Zizi,
and then now you want to give us the responsibility that this is the reason why people are going under the knife.
No,
like,
but
come on, man.
No, but Zizi said the other day, but to be fair, it's for the male gaze, though.
No, I'm not saying it's not for the male gaze.
Yeah, but you're
right.
In terms of accountability, he's right.
It's not
but
me.
You're not wrong, though.
Yeah, but it's not me. It's what I'm saying.
It's not you specifically, but it's men.
No, but they want us to be more responsible and not like these pictures. So.
Oh, no. I'm still going to double tap. That's ridiculous.
Look, that's the message. That's the underlying message.
The underlying message is
if we didn't like those pictures, you wouldn't be getting BBL. That's the underlying message.
I like it on my nose, bruv. Man, press the nose. But my thing is this, loud, because in raves, man ain't liking pictures in raves. Raves are still happening. You're still in there enjoying life on the table. It's nothing to do with Instagram. Allow me, man.
And majority of men prefer natural now, though, don't they?
They say that, but based on what you follow and what you they watch. Like, I've never gone through a girl's followers to see who she's following. If it's another dude, if it's my brethren, I'm trying to see a familiar face. But just to see bare man, I would never look and be like, "Raw, she's following bare man." Yeah. I haven't even scrolling that far.
Yeah, yeah.
But certain girls would do that. Oh, you have a type. Oh, how do you not have a type? Look at your following.
What?
I ain't even looked at my following. You are a sicko.
Right, if you went to a dance with a gal, yeah, and she's saying, "Wah, go on to bare man." Like, bare man, Noah. How are you praying?
What man, Noah?
I think it depends on who she is.
Like her status.
Yeah, for example, if you were to go somewhere with like Maya Jammer, for example.
No, not someone like, I mean, like
I'm just saying, yeah. Like you're in an event and people saying hello, then you have to realize it's Maya, that's why, whatever. If it's like a hood dance and she's saying hello to the top man in that rave, you have to let go of her hand and then just drift into the crowd.
Into the crowd. I'm going home.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm going home.
And then you go home.
I walked in holding hands and she said hello to the top don. Yeah. Nah, I'm all right, man.
She can't know where I live. That's crazy.
She's all telling. Oh, do you know? Oh.
Any shine, you're done, blood.
Before we wrap up, yeah, let's share something that's annoying us, yeah. This one annoys me, yeah. I don't like, yeah, when girls do this thing where they come up to you and say hello. They might have a pattern and they automatically think they can bring you to their pattern. So like, you know, like when a girl tries to bring you to her next man's table.
That can't run.
Bro. And they're looking at you like you're the weirdo. Mm-hmm. I even said to a girl, yeah, I don't like going to certain girls' birthday parties. Because you don't regulate your people.
Brother.
You don't regulate your people. Sticky. There's 8 men here that all like you. You don't realize that. You're just inviting friends. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Delusional.
But it's me that you like. They don't know that. Now all of a sudden, a bear man's fighting for your attention. I'm in the corner chilling.
And the problem is you've highlighted me now. That's me, yeah. That I'm a potential suitor.
She hugged you with one leg in the hand.
So man, looking at me like,
oh, so it's that guy, yeah?
That is car as well, yeah. All right, I see what he's on. Hey,
man, let's go outside and roll a spliff quickly. Next, you know, man, let air out your tires in there. No, man. But girls don't see it. They'll just be in the corner like, oh, Taze, how come you're not having a good time?
Because I got a target on my back.
You know them.
Because of you. Silly woman.
Oh, them are like, all right, man. They're from my state. They're cool.
Brother, that's the worst one. They're harmless.
Yeah.
What, Malcolm and them lot?
Yeah,
what, Younger Dagger?
Jesus. That's the Younger Dagger.
Craig, them man, they're murderers. Yeah. Well, nothing to do with them, man.
Something annoyed you this week? What was the feedback on the dilemma that you posted, by the way?
Oh, most people agreed with me. Maybe, you know what I shouldn't have done? I shouldn't have...
Given your answer.
Most people agreed with my answer, but it's like basically a guy who set up his girlfriend's dad's Instagram, but then the mum and his girlfriend has suspected that she's cheating. So they're like, oh, give us the password of your Instagram so we can look through it.
That's brazen.
So he's like, oh, what should I do? I just said, lie, man. I just said, boy, like, if that was me, I'd be like, I gave him a generic password, told him to change it. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I'm not giving you access.
I'm not giving you. Like, they asked the guy who set it up, not the dad.
No,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's accessory, isn't it? You can go to jail for that. That can't run. You can't do that.
The whole conversation is a Rico, boy.
But a few girls in the comments were saying, I don't want to be. One girl was like, I don't want to be involved. I'll just give the password. I'm like,
that's you being involved.
I said,
that's them girl who's coming to you as a woman.
Brother.
You know them. That can't run.
I don't want to ruin your day, but here's a piece of information that I think you needed.
Yeah,
that's going to ruin your day.
Listen, I don't know how you can't see that.
You
that,
see,
that,
girls, wrong. That girls, that coming to a woman thing, that's why any girl that I want to be with, I want you to be the type of person that if a girl says to you, I'm coming to you as a woman, I want you to say, I'm going to beat you up. That's what I want you to reply back. I will beat you up.
Get everyone's built like that.
You got to understand that anyone that says that, the first line they say, like, don't take this the wrong way, the first thing you're going to do is take it the wrong way.
Yeah. I don't mean it's about any disrespect. I don't mean any disrespect by this.
Yeah, but do you say it to your brethren though? Like, to my brethren, that's calm. But to a random, I would never go to a random dude and like, hey, by the way, don't take this the wrong way. But
yeah, that's when it's.
I don't even know, man.
Yeah, but I haven't got to say to my brethren, don't take this the wrong way, because he knows I wouldn't. I haven't got to explain that to man. Sure. If I'm going to tell man something, I wouldn't be like, don't take this the wrong way. You know where I'm coming from is a place of love, innit? Because put it this way, the difference between men and women is this, yeah? I don't want to come to Taser and tell him anything. I don't want to. Like, it's gonna annoy me to even do it. How do I tell you your girl's moving mad?
Because you should know.
Do you know what I'm saying? Whereas girls, they don't... But they can't wait, brother. Girls are like, oh my God. I am so tense. Relax, man. Why are you so happy telling you this information, bro?
I've told man their girl's moving mad and man's had a problem with me.
Yeah, because so of how you told him. Yeah, you probably told him with your legs in the air and that. Like,
whoa,
cross. I meant like this. Yeah, comfortably.
There's been a lot of.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. You're condescending with it, though.
Yeah.
How do you mean?
I'll get mad.
I can talk.
Chicks will tell you, like, the way chicks will tell you.
like, you can slap it, but you don't want it. Basically.
Like, he would tell you in a way that you'll be like, You look at man like, I don't tell you, mad serious as well.
But yeah, did you not hear about that?
You're like a straight Jesse, you know. I'm not going to lie to you, man. Like,
I would have fired it if you weren't my brethren.
Yeah,
like and now you got
if
you, looking,
if
now
you weren't my brethren, brother, I would have been in there.
I would have been in there because she's
letting like, you know that's like, how she's moving.
To me, that night she's like a whore.
Mm.
But obviously, that's your girl, so I'm not going to say nothing bad.
But imagine what all the other men were thinking.
Man's looking at her like, what? You called her a whore?
It's true, though. I'm just letting you know that there's wolves out here, bro.
Man's just drinking that information. Do you get what I'm saying?
No, but I'd need to know that you were that kind of brother. So obviously, if that's the kind of relationship that we have now, cool.
So say on that same subject, yeah. I don't want to say you, but you, yeah. Let's just say
so you just done it.
But I have to, innit, to make it make sense.
Why did you say guy B?
He wants to make it personal.
Nah,
okay.
I want to make it personal.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll say Keith. He's not here.
It's not personal to me.
He can't even defend himself.
Yeah.
Your gal, yeah, or girl, yeah, your girl, innit. Me and your brethren. She's moving to me. Would you want me to go all the way to show you that I could actually done it, or just tell you like, yo, bro, your girl was...
Like, you're moving like Marks.
I think you can just tell me, and you can even still cut through and do your thing.
Marks will chop,
eh?
Just to let you know.
Some men need that, though.
Just tell me, though. Telling me is enough.
Marks said they'll chop just to say, you know, it's true.
I'm going to just get down to it and be like...
No. I'm saying, tell me, but if you chop, you chop.
That's crazy.
No, but for me, that is crazy.
Do you know why I say that? Because you might have found out and you're in the hotel room.
No, you can't.
And I ain't going to lie to you.
How's a man not going to know your girl?
No, wait, let him finish his sentence.
My girl?
No, finish your sentence. I ain't going to lie
why
to
would
you.
Why proceed. Would he know it's my girl? I'm going to put my girl out there. Why would he know it's my girl?
Facts.
What? Why would he know that this girl's my girl?
Mm. So it's not a brethren? It doesn't matter.
Why would he know my girl's my girl? I don't understand.
Wait, hold on. So your man don't know your girl?
Why would kid know who my girl
That's
is?
That's what I'm asking. I'm saying, is it kid in this scenario?
No, I'm saying I know your girl, you know. We're friends.
You, so you moved to her because she's my girl?
No, she moved to me.
Oh, she moved to you?
Yes, your girl moved to me. We're brethren.
Oh, you gotta tell me.
Would you prefer me to go all the way?
No, tell me.
So don't
I'm
go
jumping
all the way.
Right anyway.
So don't go all the way. What if you're the kind of guy like,
you're missing my point. You can go all the way, not in that moment.
Yeah.
After whatever.
If you go all the way,
then
I'm
not your girl.
Yeah.
But then that's fucked up for me now.
What?
I'm not gonna break up with her because of you.
You sound like you're trying it.
No, I'm just saying.
Wait, you think I'm gonna be at home and say, oh, because wait, hold on. He's got a valid point.
He hasn't.
Do you think?
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
I think I'm going to be at home and tell my girl that I broke up with her because of kid.
No, kid wants a beat.
No. I'm asking him a question. Mm. Do you think that's the reason why I'm breaking up with her?
Why are you breaking up with her then? What's your reason going to be?
Because she wants
to
cheat.
Between me and you, it's because of you.
It depends what kind
of
guy.
To her, it's because she cheated.
No. I don't give a fuck. I'll tell her because of kid.
I'm saying,
Me and my girl are going to be going out for however long, God forbid, whatever.
2 years.
One of the man's going to, she's going to move to one of the man to chop. They're going to ring me and say, Marv, your girl tried to chop me. No, and I'm going to go to her and say, we're breaking up just because it's not getting, we're just not getting along.
I don't know why you moved to my bridge. That's my bridge. I'm just saying, I'm telling you, I'm not warning you, not a call, but I said I can't. You don't get what I'm saying. If you're my bridge, it shouldn't be a case. You don't get what I'm saying. If you're my bridge, it shouldn't be a case. My thing is, have her.
Don't chat to me again.
You're showing your true colours.
Now you're messing me up now. Because say, for example, she's going to go and tell her brethren, yeah, he chats too much. He can't keep it. Now it's possible pom-pom I can't get now.
Nah, you're moving
mad. Because your emotions are rattled.
You're moving mad.
I ain't going to lie to you. I'm breaking up with her because I'm just breaking up. I don't need to give you specifics.
I am giving you specifics.
You're moving straight.
Do you know what it's not? Because I don't need to. Don't chat to me again.
Who don't chat to you again?
Her.
Why would she chat to you again?
Yeah. No, because you know something? If you break up with a girl, yeah, and you ain't really got...
If you ain't got no valid reason,
it's just hearsay. She might think, stop being silly,
what
whatever.
Thinks.
That's
exactly
what I'm saying. That's my point. So I'm going to tell her. I don't know what you think.
No, but you're throwing him under the bus.
But Tupac hit him up. I'm giving you the whole diss track, bro.
Yeah, but why are you throwing Kid under the bus?
There's going to be three of us in a circle doing this, bro.
My point is, Kid didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
So why are you throwing him under the bus?
Yeah.
He's not, I can't throw Kid under the bus because that's my guy.
You are with her.
That's my brethren.
No, the girl moved to him and he's the reason why.
But exactly, so put it this way. If
Kid,
if Kid wasn't my guy, he would have beat. I would never have known.
Hold on. So what happens if, she tells you Kid's chatting shit?
This
kid, because Kid didn't give you evidence, he just told you. Now all of a sudden you're in a pickle.
I'm not in a pickle.
Why? Because she's running down.
You are.
She's messaging.
You didn't think about part two.
She's messaging Kid.
No, if it's my, for example, if Matthew or Anton were to tell me,
Kid's the example though.
Your
girl would be dumb enough to move to your bridges.
But that's the example Kid gave.
No, but
gave.
Me and Kid are not you and Matty.
Are you saying it's Kid and Taze in terms of you and Kid today?
Forget the semantics.
Or are you saying... No.
It don't matter. We're Bridgens and I know
your guys.
Wait, one second. The reason why it's different is because if it's, for example, if it's Kid and Taze and now as you don't know each other, as in you're cool, but you're not cool. If it's someone that you're mad cool with, it's very different. Because she could say Kid's lying. Now I'm in a pickle because me and Kid are cool, but... I don't know.
I don't think you should have told her.
But whereas, if it's like a brethren that you're cool with, I'm not going to lie to you. What my brethren says, it overrides you. Fuck it.
But you wouldn't
lie to me.
No, and this is why Margs will fuck your girl.
Because there's no if, buts, or maybes.
Yeah. Because of the way you might receive it.
Nah.
Because also, I was going to say, also, if you didn't throw Kid under the bus, you still have a leg to stand on.
What leg do I want to stand
because
on? I'm out of here.
No, but that's what
I don't want no leg to stand on.
No. I'm saying if Kid gives you information, depending on the information he's giving you, I'm not saying you would. Certain man will run to the girl and accuse her. She now has the defense up. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's not true. Prove it. You can't prove it. Heads hot. In my mind, if I was in that situation, I don't want to go to that bed anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't want to sleep next to her anymore. Because I now have an inkling that you're cheating, but I can't prove it. This situation's in disarray, bro.
If we're being honest, it's over.
Yeah, so I would rather, babe, you know what?
What are you saying here?
I'm because, saying that you, I would rather go.
Are you saying you believe Kid or you don't believe
I'm
Kid?
I'm saying, but if Kid tells me, I trust Kid enough to be like, I hear you, my bro.
Cool.
And then I say to her, are you chatting to anyone else? If she doesn't want to tell me, cool. My energy's going to change anyway.
Brother, instantly.
I ain't got time for catchphrase. Man's asking a bare question, game show. No, it's done.
It's based on the...
Are you talking to anyone else? I ain't got time for I know you are.
No, but you don't because it's based on the information Kid's giving you.
Because you weren't there when he was...
But that's my point. So you believe Kid or not?
It's not whether I believe Kid. I'm telling you that my behaviour will change.
Let me get straight. So when it's me and I'm acting, I'm not sure.
I'm not talking
about... When it's you and you're acting, you're sure Kid told you the truth.
Kid under the bus.
Which is what we're saying.
It's what we're saying. The issue is...
I don't think you need to mention him in order to break up with your woman.
Let me get this straight. So I can't mention Kid and break up with my girl, but you can break up with your girl off of the information that might not be true.
I didn't say I was breaking
He's
up with
taking
her.
It as
I said
true,
my
though.
Energy. I did say my energy will change.
But why has it changed? Because it might not be true.
I've asked you and you said this and you said it's not true.
For the hypothetical scenario, it's true.
So what's the point? So
we don't need to... Because say for example, Kid's look at you differently now because he's saying, I'm not going to tell Marv nothing because he just chats.
That's minor. But I'm out of the situation.
No, but he won't talk to Kid anymore. He's basically saying...
Your emotions have got the best of you.
No. I'm saying, for example, if Kid comes to me with that information, I appreciate the information.
No, you don't because you're still throwing him under the bus.
I'm not because, at the end of the day, put it this way, if me and Kid were cool enough, Kid should be on the vibe of, like, if it was the other way around and I told Kid, wow, you're going to move to me, I wouldn't look at Kid like, you baiting me up is a problem because to me, my loyalty is with you, Kid. I don't give a shit about this girl. So if you tell her, if you tell her that I told you, I'm fine because if you come back to me together and say, Marv, what are you saying? I'll repeat it again. Did you move to me?
She says, no, you're lying.
All right, cool. Kid, whatever you want to believe, but I'm telling you this. That's
that'll
what it
be
is.
A bit of a mad situation.
Who looks chatty in that situation?
Facts.
Thank you.
Do you think I care?
I'm just saying. You think I want to be in a situation where I'm arguing with a man and their babes about whether she moved to me or not?
Remember, you're not getting what I'm saying. I'm not arguing. My thing is this, at the end of the day, like, loyalties are loyalties to me, innit? So at the end of the day, if I've got a loyalty to my brethren, it overrides everything else. If I've seen something mad, I'm letting you know. If you need to come back to me with your girl and she asks you again, I will verify the information. Yes, you moved to me. And what's going on here? If you both don't want to talk to me, I've done my part.
But me and Taze wouldn't need that.
No, but
we wouldn't need that second.
No, yeah, but remember, there's room for like. Remember, if I don't go to her with the, for example, it's like someone saying, "Have you ever had someone say to you before? Oh, I heard this about you."
Mm-hmm.
You're like, "Who told you? Oh, I can't tell you because then fuck off."
Conversation done.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not the same thing. Because you're going home to your girl.
So let me get straight. You know, someone might say to you, ah, oh, there's a couple of men. I mean, I heard someone was saying that you were doing X, Y, Z. They're like, ah, oh, who told you? Ah, oh, I can't tell you because.
Believe him, go on, I don't care.
No, but they'll get what I'm saying. But you, I would normally say to that person, listen, if you're not going to tell me who told you, don't tell me. I don't care. No. So I'm saying, in terms of kid, for example, it's the same thing with my girl and whatever. It's like, I'm not going to go to her with information that's hearsay. I ain't got time for hearsay.
But do you,
I've got time for definite information. I don't. What's that Liverpool brother says? I don't do if, buts, or maybe. I do absolutes. This is an absolute to me. So because it's absolute, I'm going to tell you my absolute source.
Why is it absolute though? He just told you.
You don't get what I'm saying?
If I
believe kid and okay. what he said yeah. and I trust the source, it's absolute to me. If I don't trust kid, it's not absolute.
Okay, if it's an absolute, that was the argument. Mm. If it's an absolute, but your girl says kid is lying, that's what I presented.
It opens a whole can of worms that don't need to be opened.
It doesn't open no worms.
What? You're still skying kid? I'm your girl?
Yeah,
kid?
I'm still skying my girl.
You better not be lying then. Because if you're lying, it's all mad.
That's what I'm saying.
So can you understand why we're saying that's chatty? Because what's the difference between you telling your girl and the guy who says, yeah, Marv beat? You're both chatty then.
What do you mean?
Because he's chatting stuff. Yeah. And you're chatting stuff.
Freedom of speech, innit? No.
You say you want to say, but the consequences are always different.
Because why do you always. Owe a woman the loyalty to tell her what why you're leaving her when she didn't give you the loyalty to not move to your brother?
My guy!
Do you get what I'm saying? Move, why does she deserve that loyalty?
That's what I'm saying!
Brother, what's going on here?
No, I like the way you worded that. That's basically what I was trying to get at.
I can't hear what man's saying. Man's just jumping up.
He's rattled.
I swear to God, I didn't hear what you said. I swear to God, man just jumped up. Brother, he didn't even hear what you said.
I did.
He just jumped up straight away.
I wasn't a kid.
Repeat what he said.
I didn't hear nothing.
Thank you very much.
I was my guy.
I didn't hear nothing. I was my guy. What's going on here?
Repeat it for me. You need to say to your lady that kid, you moved to kid is the reason why I'm breaking up with you. You're giving her like a level of loyalty or understanding or stuff she's not even giving you in return because she's not telling you all her movements of moving to kid. So why does she deserve knowing why you don't want to be with her?
The reason why it's not good is this.
The reason why I'm giving a...
Look at Facts Only again, man.
The reason why I'm giving
Facts Only to the world. Come on.
Well done.
Sniper out now, all digital platforms.
the reason why I'm giving the facts is because I'm drawing a line under it. I'm not doing
but
no...
Why didn't she do that when she was moving to kids?
That's her business. Her moving to kids has nothing to do with me.
Remember,
the information that I've been given and provided, I can only work with that now. I can't work backwards and be like, she didn't do... I ain't got time for that. All I know is this. A line is being drawn today. Mm. And the reason a line is being drawn because I've heard this, X, Y, Z. Now, you fuck off. Done.
That's not our argument. We're in agreement. You don't need to say to her, because that's chatty. No, not necessarily, because the thing is, brother, you're going to have... How many men is your girl beating, bro? You're going to have everyone's not mad. Why did you
people are mad, you know?
Your girl's mad then.
She moved a kid.
Then, what does it...
No, not like...
Why are you still worried about her well-being with her knowing?
Sicko. I knew that come out wrong, kid. You know how they be like that. Love it.
Hey, no. My point is this.
I'm talking about you moving to a dude when I'm with you.
Okay. So she's already shown that she's mad.
Why are you telling her about kids? You're still proving my point. Wait, put it this way. So for example, I might move to a girl, and find that she's bridges with my girl, yeah? But that week, I might have moved to a couple other girls. Or I might be cheating in general. My girl now says to me, I don't know where you've been moving. I've been hearing things. I want to break it off. How do I know what she's heard?
That doesn't matter.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
What was it? You're assuming that my girl has only done one thing she's going to understand this one thing. She could have been doing an array of things.
I don't care.
But the bare time is no face, no case. So for example, like we've always said in the podcast here, if a girl says something to you, like what we've been doing, whatever, you wait until you hear the information because... it's like police. I'm busting this case. No comment. What are you saying?
What are we talking about?
You don't get it because I'll bust the case.
No, it's not your case, though.
What are you talking about?
How did he try to spin it like it's his case?
Brother, if you haven't got it, put it this way, yeah?
You're not the one that was the cheater.
You're not the cheater, though.
Why do you need evidence?
You're not getting what I'm saying. Put it this way, yeah? As I've said, yeah, and I'll repeat it again. If you're a man who's, for example, doing your thing on road, whatever, seeing other girls, whatever, if you move to a girl that might know your girl, if your girl comes to you and says, I've heard something, blah, 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 you don't know what she's heard. It could be this girl that she knows. It could have been another girl that's come to her as a girl. It could be any of these miscellaneous things you've done. You're not going to now just think, it's because of that I'm gonna. No, you might. You're still gonna say to her, "Come on, babe. It's not even that. What are you talking about?" So I'm saying with my girl, for example, if I say to her, I've heard some things. I'm breaking up with you." She's thinking, "What are you talking? What?
Don't give a fuck what she's thinking?
So hold on. So that's my point. I don't give a fuck what she's thinking. So I'm gonna tell her.
You don't need to tell her.
No, I'm gonna tell her. I'm gonna tell her what I've heard.
I'm seeing both sides.
I'm gonna tell her what I've heard. So it's definitive, it's closed.
Don't you think
and it's done?
Don't you think that's feminine of you?
No. How can I think it's feminine?
Because you use a woman and a man as your defense for why you're being chatty patty.
What? I know.
Because men and women don't operate the same in relationships.
No, I use a situation that's happened to tell someone something. It's nothing to do with men or women.
Yeah, but you use the way a woman would do it. Because in our analogy, the man was the accuser. In your one for your defense, the woman was the accuser.
You kept flipping it. Use our analogy.
It doesn't matter. Whatever it is.
It does matter. That's the point.
All right, flip it. You as a guy, her as a girl, I did use that analogy.
No, you
pointed yourself as a woman.
I'll use two different analogies. I said that, for example, if the woman's cheating and doing her thing on the side.
Yeah.
She doesn't know which one it is that I've bagged her for.
But why are you assuming she's doing bad things?
I said, how can I not assume anything?
Because you're applying the logic that you said with a man. Because you said man doing your thing on road, and you have a girl at home.
And she's obviously doing her thing on road.
One man.
You're assuming that's one man.
The example was one man.
But you're assuming it's one man.
Why do you think your girl's outside? Because
she fucking moved to kid.
Okay, so if she's outside, why do you need to hot up kid? Why do you still break up with her?
You're assuming it's
you man. If you're assuming it's fair man, you ain't get one.
So you know what?
I see both sides.
You know what, babes? I don't like the way you've been moving outside. Why do you have to specify kid?
It's all we're saying.
Because kids are my brethren. And I don't give a shit.
That's chatty.
But I've told you already. I'm not doing if, buts, or maybes here. I'm not going back and forth with her. You're not ringing my phone. We're not doing
this.
You
can do that.
You're not turning up to my house. No, you can't.
You can't do it. You actually can't.
I don't understand.
Without not mentioning why it's happened,
yes,
you can't.
The argument he gave to support his argument,
the room of back and forth.
You've already solidified that this girl's mad. If you go to a girl and accuse her of something mad, like
you
cheating,
fall back
and forth. You're saying, but it could be other man. Brother, draw the line. I don't need to throw you under the bus.
But I've drawn the line.
No. What we're saying is prior.
Do you know what's mad? I've given you the reasons and you might keep telling me.
Because my reason ain't going to change. We're not saying that your reason has to change. Yeah. We're just saying.
So that's it, then.
No, just admit you're chatty.
Yeah.
No.
You are.
I'm going to do both. You are a man that have done it in the past.
You're throwing kid in
I'm not getting personal. But I wouldn't say Taser's chatty because Taser will speak to someone he confides in. But me, I didn't. But I'm saying in this scenario that you've used, when I've got information, just to close the case and just say whatever. And also remember, this is not, for example, if it was like maybe, I don't know, like maybe one of our brethren that was a girl and then she was like, Marv, do you know what? Figgy's my brethren, but I'm telling you this. Please keep my name. That's different because I've been given a heads up. Kids' loyalty is with me anyway, because that's why kids told me in the first place.
If kids' loyalty wasn't with me,
kids wouldn't have told me. They would have beat my girl and I would have never known. Loyalty is with me, bro.
This has never happened to you before, has it?
Nah.
All right, so boom, a scenario, yeah. My brother's girl moved to me when he went in jail, innit?
Yeah.
And I told him. And He was in denial about it. He didn't really take it well.
Yeah, because he's in a bad place.
No, but this is up post after when he's forwarded out, isn't it?
Okay.
So I've told him.
Yeah.
He didn't believe me. So now, but he's gone to her and told her. So now when they're out, I feel awkward.
I'm the
one who's been thrown under the bus when I shouldn't. I'm the good guy in this situation. Mm. But now because someone didn't take what I said and they want to go and do chatty, you're still with her. And now... I'm thinking, I should have just fucked her then.
Is she still messaging you?
No.
You can't message her.
Some girls are sick of
like, but do you get what I'm saying though? They message you and tell you I told you you shouldn't have told him. Yeah. Like, do you know what I mean? I told you he's an idiot.
I hear what you're saying, but that's a man that's not strong enough.
So you're not strong enough for saying kid then?
No, I am strong enough because I'm bouncing.
But we're not saying that because you're strong enough to bounce. We say you don't need to mention kid.
No, but technically, with your scenario here, for example, you're still... You're not the odd one out, but when you go out, it feels weird because of...
And it shouldn't.
I remember because of what he said, cool. But generally speaking, it should really be a case of he fucked her off and we're brethren, safe for that. And when we're out, we laugh and say, look at her, man. That's the wrong one. Done. That's, nah, what, that's what it should be for me, as opposed to him being together and they're looking at you like, that's, it's the wrong way around. You got, you can't compare me and this brother, because I'm, if you gave me the information, I'm using the information and I'm like, cool, now I know this girl is not for me.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
And the reason why she's not for me, because you moved to my brethren.
No, no, but okay, cool. But that's the caveat. Sorry, we've missed the whole fucking caveat. Caveat is, she knows Kid is your brethren, right?
Yeah.
So that was the example.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then she should know that your source is Kid. If she moves you to Kid, she no, shouldn't need to say Kid.
You're not getting what I'm saying.
He's closing it straight away though. He's not giving her no reason.
Kid. If you go home today and you say to your girl, by the way, we're done. Mm. And your girl's sitting there knowing she moved to Chinks yesterday, you don't need to mention it's him.
Brother,
but why wouldn't I though?
Brother,
because you're throwing him under the bus.
So
he's told you. The reason why you've gone home to even say that is because of what he's told you. What we're saying.
But I want to let her know why.
Why?
Exactly.
Why do you need that?
Why not? I don't want her to be chatty.
I don't want her to be saying to me, oh, so
what, you don't, why, that doesn't matter no more. What we're saying.
Why is the woman
doing? We understand. You
no, 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 wait, wait, hold on, hold on. No, wait, 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 hold on, hold on. If a man you trust, this is what he said. If a man he trusts, yeah, says to him, this girl's a wrong one. Why do you need to let the girl know that the man is the one that told you she's a wrong one? Is all we're saying. If she's a wrong one, why do you care?
Do you know, but you lot are doing it from two different sides of the argument though, because one side is what Marv is saying is because he don't want no back and forth.
There's no back and forth once you tell me she's a wrong one.
So hold on. We keep throwing this back and forth thing, yeah? If we're playing tennis and you serve the ball to me and I don't still and do nothing, is that a back and forth?
Of course not.
Exactly. So what do you mean?
So once I cut you off, back and
forth, she's got reason to hit the ball back.
What's going on?
No, I'm the one who's hitting the ball.
You cheated on me. Who did I cheat with?
Boom.
I'm going to tell you.
Game done. Game
then
done.
Then you're chatting shit.
Wait. Man out there having conversations. Who did I cheat with?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Of course.
Do you know what's mad? These men are doing hypotheticals.
It's not hypotheticals. No, real life. I don't need you to tell me who, bro.
When people don't want to break up with you, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, if people don't want to break up with you, they're persistent, bro.
They don't want to break up with me. The same girl that moved the Kid.
What does that mean?
Brother,
I saw the brother in the shower that cheated on his girl. Remember the brother online? He cheated on his girl. He was in the shower crying. Oh, why did I do it? Blah, blah, blah. Brother, people are sickos.
Okay, but I can't speak for those people.
That's what I'm saying.
So you're honestly saying, if I said
to you, yo, your gal moved to me,
and you got evidence.
I would never throw you under the bus.
You got evidence? Are you just telling me?
I'm just telling you. I got no evidence.
That's he say, she said.
So you're still going to be with her?
That's he says. I don't know how I'm going
to
feel.
As a taser, your girl moves to me now. As in three shots. We're at a live show. You're not there. She moves to me.
I'm not there.
As in maybe you're about somewhere or something. Or we go back to our hotels. Your girl knocks on my door. I'll swear my wrong door. I call no drama. Can I come in? What's going on? What do you mean? In taser.
You let her in.
Taser asleep.
Wait. What do you mean you let her in?
You let her in.
So who's in the wrong?
But your girl can't knock my door and I let her in. I'm locking the door and I'm phoning you saying, yo, bro, your girl's at my door. Like, what do you mean? What's going on here?
So you blame him for letting her in?
I don't understand what's going on here.
Ain't that chatty though? You did it straight away. Shouldn't you wait for her to go back to her room?
I didn't phone her.
How is that chatty?
No, she can't hear me, bro.
While you're mentioning chatty, it's being chatty a positive thing as a man?
I think it depends on circumstance.
And that's where we differ.
It depends on... Remember, chatty is not a uniform term. You can't just say chatty, because at the end of the day, if I'm giving Taser, if me and Taser are talking about something and I'm saying, Taser, you know that girl, we're this, just be careful. That's not the same as me saying, yo, you know that thing I chopped, you know, chopped in. That's not the same thing, because it depends on the motive behind what you're
saying. But there's parallels.
It depends on the motive and the, you know, like murder, when you get murdered, actors, Reyes and all that, like it depends on the if it's premeditated or not.
Oh, right? I see what you're saying.
So I'm saying, if I've got something in my head where, for example, kids telling me about this girl moving to him, there's no malice behind it.
All right, I've got something to say, we're in that situation.
It's something that's happened, bang, whereas that's very different. Whereas if kid is on a vibe of saying, you see your girl, I believe that, I think, I've seen that out, I think she might be a bit of a loose one.
No, that's just her.
That's what I'm saying. But that's chatty, because like, what's man saying?
But if he said that and I said, okay, well, why do you think that? And he started telling me that, okay, he's been to in certain environments where she's been there, she's moving a bit loose. Then I'll be like, all right, cool. Maybe the next one she goes to, I'll go and see for myself. Or do you not do me one up? pay more closer attention and see what I go on. But I
not a lot of man can do that.
Yeah, but I don't know how I'm gonna feel. because if it's her behavior,
that's enough information for
me. No, but it's not cheating. It's just she's moving mad right now.
You're still gonna need more. You need more.
No, I know. So the more was me going to the dance and seeing for myself. But he said he wouldn't do that.
Was that enough to break up?
She ain't gonna do that in front of
me. Why wouldn't she do that? She might get to a particular point. No, wait. Hold on. She might reach a particular point in getting drunk. Like you said, Three Shots Live Show, my girl moved to you. Why would my girl do that? Mm. But she might be in...
That'll never happen.
No. I know.
The situation. But I'm saying, once you're there, your girl's gonna behave. If your girl acts up when you're there, you know already.
Yeah, but you're not paying attention.
No, you're paying. How many times has a girl
spoken to you in a rave and her boyfriend's in the same rave?
Mm. He knows.
Do you think he knows?
Do you know what is in life sometimes, yeah? You can see it, you just don't want to see it. There's no way I could be in the same rave as my girl and she's moving to around certain guys.
I agree, I'm moving very fast. But
you still need to throw a kid under the bus.
I'm not looking, I'm not seeing it.
So that same fairy, yeah? We can see that you're chatty, but you can't see it.
That's fine.
All right, cool.
No, because remember when we was at the show?
Yeah.
And he's messaging me.
Yeah.
And the satin was next to me.
Yeah.
Like, I could have, like, do you know, like, you might have said something like, her foot's big or something. Mm. And then me showing her, that's making me chat.
Oh, yeah, but I would look to you and be like, what are you doing, brother? Because I saw the play. Yeah. But in my mind, yeah, because I saw the whole play.
Yeah.
It's even funny enough you brought that situation up. The way she responded when you said, look who it is,
yeah.
I'm like, why are you even doing that? Yeah. Me and you are not like that. That's another thing I don't like as well. Like, he's standing somewhere in a venue. He hasn't seen me, but I think he knows I'm there. So I've just messaged him, like, yo, I can see you. But he's standing next to someone, like, I know.
Yeah.
But I know her through someone else. So he said to her, oh, by the way, Retete said hello. The look on her face, I'm like, you ain't even like that.
What, did you tell him to tell her hello?
I was about to say, if you didn't tell him, but in my mind, I'm like, the way it looked from me was like they were together.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know.
How did she react when you said hello?
It was like I'm like, we're not even like that. We're not even like that.
Yeah, there's no need.
That reaction was like that. That's what made me think.
If you're not like that, what's wrong with her going like that?
No, because that it made me think that.
Why, in the first place? No.
It made me think that she's probably trying to put up a front and he is now let her know he knows me. So that front ain't going to work in front of me. That's what it looked like.
Do you get what he's saying?
Do you know what I mean? You know that sometimes you might go out somewhere, you see someone that you know, like, oh, I can't even pretend like this bad boy that I thought I was. Because this guy's immediately going to test me. And you're with her babes. So it looked like she was out with someone in that section and she didn't want that person to know me. Mm. So when he said, oh, by the way, she's thinking, she's acting
different.
Yeah, because reaction was a bit weird.
Yeah, because he would never have said hello to her if that's how she acts around him. But the fact you're around certain people, you're acting a certain way. Like,
if I came up there, the way she would have hugged me, you would have been like, but the way...
Yeah.
Exactly. That's why I didn't come up there. I just thought, you know, let me just leave it, man. Like, what is that?
That's crazy.
And then you turn around and be like, she's not even with me. I'm like, so what is she?
What was the need for that?
Trying
to get cool points off.
I don't know who she was with. She probably was with someone. And that happens. There's better times I've seen girls out where they're not supposed to be.
Wait, did you ask kid to show her the message?
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, see, I would never do that.
No, but I know her.
Well, you throw a kid under the bus.
I wouldn't do that still.
Because you can't say no to her back and forth.
Tell her I said hello. I wouldn't do that first thing.
No, I'll do that because I know her. She's my Bridget.
Apparently you don't.
You're very snide. She didn't see where I was. But if I see her at her next dance.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why I can't wait till we're all in the next dance. You'll see. You'll be like, why are you giving him this energy now? But then.
But the relationship. Men and women, their interactions is just weird, bro, sometimes.
Very.
Like, and the way a girl will chat to you if there's a guy that she's interested in around, like, you can tell sometimes if someone's in a venue or someone's close to a girl that she cares about. Because she would just start acting a bit like, you'd be like, right.
And if they come over and chat to you for no reason, like.
You normally say hello to me like way better than this. Or you're usually a bit more happy, but because there's someone looking, it's a bit.
Last one before we leave, yeah. You're getting to know someone. Yeah. You haven't really showed the man then because you ain't chatty. But she tells you, oh, by the way, I have history with one of your friends. Are you asking who or are you Ray Charles in?
You're asking who?
You're asking who?
Yeah.
And she says, Chinks.
Yeah, that's done.
What, am I wifing or am I just going to trouble it?
You're laying in bed together right now. Just chilling.
Is it my gal?
No, it's the girl you're chatting to, but you...
No, I'm still going to slap, man. I'm going to tell Chinks after.
Oh, after?
Yeah.
Well, that's not... Is that not chatty?
I don't get
this chatty thing. What does that mean?
But it's different when it's information that, like, is needed.
Like, it's not that's chatty what, if we're chatting to each other as men, then men them show stuff that they don't show women because there's like a bro code and like camaraderie.
So your issue with chatty is the fact that I'm talking to a woman about something.
No, you're kind of snitching, to be honest.
Yeah, but...
So you see the way there's murder and manslaughter? You ain't getting down for murder.
Hold on. But you talk about anytime there's a problem with something, you don't mind going to the police. You're a citizen. You snitch.
I'm lost. What do you mean?
You know I've got you, bro.
No, but I'm lost.
No, you know I've got you,
what we're talking about.
Because you're...
Also, we're both snitches is what you're saying.
No,
So when me and Tate are calling you snitches...
Feed me my brains like this, you know.
No, it's not.
I'm a liar, though. Chicks have said...
I thought Chicks would be like, no, that's not me.
I'm a law-abiding citizen ready to... I'm snitching. Ain't got time for this.
No, but there's certain circumstances.
Exactly.
In this, terms of, like, so if, like...
In certain circumstances, you can snitch.
I'm not going to go for something I ain't done myself.
And I'm not having a back and forth with a woman that was trying to fuck my bedroom.
I think we were just arguing that there's no back and forth.
Yeah.
I think that's what we were arguing.
But there will be, though.
You have to take part in it.
It's like if you're a snitch in the police station, there'll be no back and forth if you tell them what they want to hear.
Why is he...
If you say guilty, there's no back and forth, bro.
Quick one before we wrap up, yeah. Why do you lot... respect the girl enough after you've taken what the person said as gospel to give her the decency of a back and forth?
Well, I'm not giving a back and forth. That's what I'm
pointing. That's what I'm saying.
I'm drawing a line.
You drew the line. She said why. You told her why.
No,
you've had a back and forth.
No, I didn't. She didn't. There's no why. There's no back and forth. This is what I've heard. It's over. You move to my bedroom. Don't chat to me.
Yeah, I don't want to explain
this. It's done. There's no back and forth, bro. Whereas if Taylor, for example, to go to the girl and say, listen, I don't, whatever, you've been moving mad, whatever. She's going to say, I ain't been moving mad. What do you mean?
Why do you think I'm going to... No, wait. Why does he think I'm going to entertain her response? No, wait. He's assuming I'm going to entertain her responses because of the way I messaged her. But then the way he messaged her, he's not going to respond. I don't think that's fair.
That is fair.
I'm telling you, I'm not either.
No, but technically, what I'm trying to say to you is this, yeah, with me, remember, I'm going to her and telling her, this is what I've heard.
Yeah.
And this is what I've heard from who, fuck off.
Yeah.
With you, you're on
I'm doing fuck off.
I hear both sides.
Why does she need the decency of an explanation if she doesn't have the decency to not move to your brethren?
I hear what you're saying.
But tell me why. We're both saying
fuck off, yeah.
No, but he's giving them. Why are you? Fuck off. Conversation done.
She can figure it out if she moves to my bridge.
You know what I mean?
I don't need to tell her. She knows what she's done.
Yeah, but why do you want her to do crystal maze?
Exactly.
Crystal maze.
Why?
My bridge. You ain't hearing what you're saying.
Why are you worried about her mental health? If she
Why does she have to do crystal maze? I'm not worried about mental health. Just go away. She committed the crime to move to my bridge. But you don't want me to give her the decency to sit down and tell her why.
But my thing is this. I don't understand. No, but Taze.
If I move... Okay, the example
that,
I
was...
No, wait.
The reason why I'm saying this, yeah, let me flip it. If your girl's friend, best friend, knocked on Marv's door and Marv opened the door and let her in, that's beef. Whether anything happened. Why is my brethren in your room? Your girl's brethren is knocked the door. She's got a beef. Why are you even knocking my boyfriend's door?
She come into the room.
No, you let her in.
Have I beat?
There's no whether you beat or not. You let her in.
Why is she gone there?
Where she wants to use the toilet? Toilet's back. That's the nearest toilet.
She wants to watch TV.
I'm just in the corner. In my phone in the corner.
Making excuses for the behaviour.
Like, I don't know what he was going to say.
No, because the toilet thing, there's no malice behind it. I'm talking about if there's malice. If there's no malice behind it, there's no reason for anyone to report anything.
Put it this way, yeah. Let me reword it. Put it this way. With Ching's example with his brethren that was in jail or whatever, that's a brethren that you should have never told anything to because he wasn't strong enough for the information. I'm saying...
But that's not me being a good friend, though.
But he told him when he was out.
Put it this way. For me, there's certain of my brethren that if something like that happened, I would tell. And there's some of them I wouldn't. Because...
What determines that, though? How they behave?
No, because it's the relationship I have with them that I know that my word is gospel to you. And you know that I would never say anything. You've had no reason to believe that I would do you wrong or I'm a wrong'un.
Yeah.
So when I tell you something in confidence, which I don't want to tell you, you're going to believe me. Those are the kind of man I would tell what I need to tell to.
Yeah.
If we're not in that space, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to tell your girl to move or whatever. Whatever happens, happens, isn't it? But no one knows. From that moment, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Because not every man can take that information. Because then you're going to have the situation that you had where he doesn't believe you. Now it's very frosty. it's like I'm the bad person when
that's a good.
I didn't do nothing.
But that's a good indication, though. Them scenarios are good indications whether you're brazen, or it's not, because a certain man that will call you for a CRB. You give them the CRB, they're offended with you. Brother, you phone me, bro.
I'll never give them back. If a man gives me CRB, I'm not even... I don't even know like that. These times, I finger the bum. I don't know like that.
That's crazy.
What's that?
Why did?
What?
Why did? Man left it on that one.
Where can everyone find your pod and let everyone know and your personal handles?
I keep saying this is a big deal, bro. Free shots of tequila, mate.
No, but you man are doing your thing. That's why I told you... The bad thing about Kid, Kid was saying to me... Because if you notice, whenever it comes to free shots, any live show, I'll see Kid. Even most people that do pod stuff, I'll see Kid.
Yeah.
And obviously, coming to Chizzo's and doing the recordings there, met Chinks. Obviously, then met Kid a couple more times. And then Kid was just always on a very humble, just on a like, oh, no, I'll rate you, man's thing, whatever. I was just like, oh, one day I'm going to get you, man, on. And Kid didn't believe me. Kid was like... Nah,
it's not attributed to you though. It's because he's probably heard that several times before and hasn't come to fruition.
Because Kid was like, what did Kid say to me?
Like, I'm not used to people doing stuff for me like that.
And you know what I think as well? I think that's a South London thing as well.
What was it?
Because the amount of people that between us we probably know that are like relevant people that don't do nothing to help us.
But see, for me, that's mad. Like, for example, like, and I don't mean it like, man's
not saying that they have to though. Man's not like
But I'm not saying man's like the greatest help in the world. But it's like, for example, Rich had a pod with his brethren, Rich and King. I come on the pod.
Yeah,
like why not? Like it's like no skin off my nose. Like
yeah, but this is the thing. You don't have to do that.
Yeah, but that's my point though. In terms of it's not. But I don't see it as don't have to. If I can, why wouldn't I? It's not hard. And also, you know, it's different as well. If we don't get on, not if we don't get on. If we don't talk. And then you man are just like, we're going to come on the pod. That's very cold. Because it's like, what are we going to talk about?
We don't talk.
Whereas on a normal, if I see you man out, we can be somewhere and talk for half an hour.
Yeah,
no camera, no nothing. We're just bantering or talking. So if you can do that, why wouldn't I get you on the mic when you're in a similar arena to us in terms of podcasting and just get my exposure?
Yeah, but...
Do you know what I'm saying?
Everyone thinks like that. I remember, you lot are, I can't say you lot are the gatekeepers, but you're the gatekeepers.
And you have a level of...
But you're not exactly not even seeing the gate.
No, but you have a level of assurity within yourself that you know that shining a light on someone else doesn't dim yours.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't have that.
Yeah, but that's mad to me because my thing is this in terms of the whole light shining and whatever is like, if man's cool enough with you, man, to be... If I'm out and about with you lot and I can chill with you lot, I can jam with you lot, I can talk to you lot, why wouldn't I want to bring you on my platform? I'm saying.
That's mad to you, but people not having... Big up. Man looks clean. I'm going to need some of those. Yeah. Like, people not having self-esteem or believing in their self or rating their own things, pause, is mad to me as well. Do you get what I'm saying? But there's people like that, unfortunately. So the fact that you would even think I'd dim your light is mad to me as well.
And also, as well, I'm looking at work rate as well. Like,
bingo, because this is where I was going to go with this next year.
I'm seeing, like... Remember, we had the convos, innit? About facts only and whatever, whatever. And spoke about a few things, but I'm seeing you, man, on UK Black Kings. I'm seeing you, man, on certain blogs. I'm seeing you, man, put in the work. So sometimes, as black men, I might not ring you and say, you, man, well done. But my well done is, you'll come on Tuesday.
Yeah.
You free. Do you know what I'm saying?
That's
my world. Do you know what I'm saying? If that makes sense. It's more...
That's a big deal. Like I'm saying.
Cool.
Hey, Brent, you come the right time. Where's the flowers?
Oh yeah, I'll take pictures with the flowers. Then they might be dead now. Because
Brent is saying, get the fuck out the studio.
Yeah,
basically.
For real.
It's kind of hot in there still.
Because I'm
there.
You
go. Me, by the way. No.
Hey, you man. Big up.
Love, bro.
Come on.
This is a big one.
That's what I'm saying.
Man, I've never bought flowers by the table before.
Fire,
that's
even more fire.
Just
simmer
it down.
Man, they
haven't
bought flowers.
Man deserve the flowers, bro.
Serious. It's a good converse, though. I feel like this year, I think we're going to be getting people on more. So, like, that Sly will come on more. Rich will come on more. You man will come on more. It's just, you know what it is? Sometimes the convos people like the most are actually demanding, but in an organised way. Not like just sometimes when it's anarchy, they like that sometimes.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser Black.